about the patient with a positive sentinel node after neoadjuvant therapy, either in a patient with initially positive nodes or maybe just wasn't initially positive?
So for patients that have positive nodes up front or not and undergo neoadjuvant chemotherapy and then you do a central lymph node biopsy, let's say the nodes are clinically non-negative now, but the central node is positive, the standard of care is to dissect the axilla, to do an axillary dissection, because studies time and again have shown that the chance of finding additional positive non-sentinel nodes is pretty high, in the range of about 50 to 60% of non-sentinel nodes will be positive. And that's true also even if the sentinel lymph node is involved with micrometastasis or isolated tumor cells even, although with isolated tumor cells, the rate of non-sentinel positivity is lower. But even if the sentinel has micrometastasis, the risk of additional nodes is pretty high. So the standard of care is to do an axillary dissection. We do have a clinical trial through the National Clinical Trials Network, the Alliance 11202 trial, that targets exactly those patients. If they have positive nodes before, biopsy proven, they go through neoadjuvant chemotherapy, clinically non-negative, they get a sentinel biopsy. If the sentinel node is positive, then they get randomized to completion axillary dissection or not, trying to see whether, since these patients are going to get radiotherapy anyways, you know, either post-lumpectomy with original nodal radiotherapy or post-mastectomy, whether the completion axillary dissection is necessary or you can actually only induce morbidity and not much benefit. So that's an important trial that is taking place right now. So hopefully we'll complete accrual to this trial in the next couple of years.